Today's daf is daf Samech Tes. Gemara says four lines down, two dots. Does that work for everyone? Samech Tes? Makes sense? Okay. Samech Tes and Beis, the Gemara says Gufa. We saw yesterday. Gemara says, Amar B'Yochan Gezel, Gazavlo Nisaisha Bailim. If someone steals and the Baal is not Miyash on it, so he still has ownership to it, even though it's on his possession. Shneim Ein Yochom Lahaktish. Both parties, both the Nignav and the Ganav, may not be Maktish the item. Why? Zelafi Sheinu Shelo. The Ganav can, because it's not his. You can't be Maktish something that's not his property. Zelafi Sheinu Birshuso. But the owner can either, because it's not currently in his possession. It's in the Ganav's house, so it's not his Rishus to be Maktish. This is the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. So asks the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halchi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rabbi Yochanan say in general? Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We always paskin when there's a Stam Mishnah, when there's no author, just Mishnah's written as a given. So Rabbi Yochanan always paskins this way. And the Mishnah tells us, V'tanan, Kerem Revai is the fourth year of fruits, the fourth year of grapes. The halacha is, you have to take these grapes to eat in Yushalayim. Now, if you don't want to take it to Yushalayim, you could be podeh, you could redeem it onto money, the money can get schlepped to Yushalayim, but then you'd be allowed to eat these grapes in your farm. So the Mishnah tells us, Kerem Revai hayu, mitzainin oso b'kezuzos adama. Market around the way with some little clumps of dirt, and the simana ki adama, it's just like mud. Ma adama ikahana mina afhainami ki mifarke shari lisanuni mine. Just like adama, if you look at Rashi says the where is this? Two lines down, dikhana mine, just like adama, ground, there's hana lacharzman. After some time passes, bicharishu vizriya v'ktsira. So too, these karmavai, it's permitted to be eaten after you redeem it. Just read the Gemara again. Af hainami ki mifarki, when you're poda, the karmavai, then shari lasune mina, you could get hana. So that's why the adama is the simen that's used to mark the karmavai, the fourth year of fruits. Vishel arla, let's say that a year on arla tree, third year, I had a shayla just the last week about a guy who had apples in his field. And he had an apple tree, and it's in the second or third year of the apples. What could he do with the fruit? Could he give them to his employees? Could he give them to his the gardener? Do you have to get rid of that? Do you have to burn it? So that's a whole other discussion. But you have to really mark it so nobody eats it. So the Gemara says, "Vishal arla, what do you do with it?" Becharasis, you have to mark it with broken pieces of pottery. Why? The simana kicharasis, just like charasis, which is macharasis, shein hana mina. There's no hana. Broken pottery, you can't do anything with it. There's no hana. So too, this case of chara, just so too arla, there's no hana. You can't eat it, and you certainly can't get hana from it. So that's why it's marked with pottery, broken pottery. Vishel kvaros, when it comes to a cemetery, besid, they would use some type of white plaster, and the simana the chivar katamos, white like bones. Umimacha v'shofich, and the Rashi explains, umimacha v'shofich means mimacha es hasid b'mayim. They would smear it with water, v'shofich zvivos hakever, and pour it around the kever, kihecha de nach v'tvei, in order that should be even whiter and clear. So that should be the reminder. It's Beis Kfaros is a place of white, it's a place of bones, and therefore Kohen and anybody else eating kudshim or taros should stay away. Now on this Mishnah it says, Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Bemed V'Mamur, when is this true? B'Shvi'is Tehefker Ninu. When you need to mark the different parts of your farm is when it's Shvi'is and it's Hefker, and everybody's going in and out of your property. So you have to put signs up. So that means if a guy has his backyard, has Arla, this guy wouldn't have to put up a sign because no one should be going in his backyard. He tells his kids don't eat from the fruits. But if it's open field, so then you have to put up the signs. Avav Ashar Shnei Shavu, the rest of the Shemitah cycle. Haliteh Ubala Rasha V'yamos, let the Rasha, let him stumble upon him, let him sin, and he'll die. He'll get cursed for violating these Averas. He has no right to trespass in my property. It's fine. And then further, the Mishnah says, Vatznuin, the ones who were very careful and cared for other people, that they shouldn't violate Averos. Hatznuin, Manichin es Hamaos, they would place some money along the side. If Omerman, they would say, Kol Anilkat Mizeh Mechulal Al Hamaos Halalu. Anybody Nilkat, anybody who already had collected it. If anybody came into my yard and stole, and they took it away with them, not knowing it was Kem Revai, let that be Mechulal, let it be desecrated on my fruits, my coins here. So we see from here, though, that Rabbi Yochanan allows, once the Ganav took the fruits, the Kerem Revai, I, as a farmer, could say, kol hanilka, that which has already been taken, ain't no birshusi anymore, I could still be poded, I could be makdishit, I could get rid of, transfer the kedusha. This is the stam mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like. But earlier, Rabbi Yochanan says, gazav lo nisayshu abaylam, both of them cannot be makdish, one because it's not birshuso. So the question becomes, is this stira, if something is not in my rishus, yet I own it, I have the title, am I allowed to be makdishit or be podet? No, that's the shaila. So Gemara says, maybe you're going to say v'chitema, maybe this stam mishnah, man tana, who is the author, tsnuin, who authored the tsnuim, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He's the one who holds that tsnuim are allowed to do this. But in general, everybody else, the first part of the mishnah says, not true. You're not allowed to do this. If it's already been collected, then the farmer cannot do this. But the Gemara says that can't be true. V'hama Rabba Bar Bar Chana, even if you want to say that the Mishnah is all Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we have a klal that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we saw this in Gemara in Gittin, called Mokum Shoshana Rashbag. Anytime we see Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah Seinu, Halacha Kamos, we paskin like him, Chutz Mi'erev Tidon V'Raya Achrona. Three different cases, three exceptions. This is not one of the exceptions. But the rule is that we always paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So this Mishnah we would paskin like. So one hand, Rabbi Yochanan paskins that the tsnum, what they did was correct, even though it's kala nilkut, even though it's already been collected, it's ainu brishuso, you can be podet, but yet he says above that if it's ainu brishuso, you cannot be makdish. So answers the Gemara, Amri lo tema kol ha nilkut mizeh, el ema kol ha mislakit mizeh. He doesn't say anything that has been collected already, ba'avar. Rather, he says the tsnum would say anyone who will collect from this in the future, it's going to be mechula already. So the chil takes place before it leaves erishus. As they're about to take it, or even when they take it, we say limachreya, it already was mechulal while it's still in my rishus. So Rabbi Yochanan is consistent that you can only makdish and poda things that are in your rishus. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this way? V'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan say that snuin Rabbi Dosa amu davar echa, they say the same thing. So tsnuin, we know what they say already. We're just not sure if it's nilkat or melakit. But we know Rabbi Dosa, what he says nilkat kamar. He's clearly talking about nilkat in the past. We'll see what he says in a second. So Rabbi Dosa says the past, that means tsnuin are also referring to hanilkat, that which has already been collected, that even though it's eino brishuso, you could still be podet. Who's Rabbi Dosa? The Sani, the Baraita, tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shacharis Balabais Omed Omer Kol Shehilkutu Aniyim Hayom Yehefker. Let's just look at Rashi for a second. What the context here is, Rashi says, Rabbi Dosa, you see Rashi 10 lines up or so, Rabbi Dosa, Le'inin Leket Ktsir Kimari. The lach of Leket is a person's walking through his field and he drops a couple of pieces of wheat. And Rashi continues to say, Tekai Malan Shnei Shibolim, if he drops two, that's considered Leket and you can't pick it up. That's the Aniyim get. If you drop shalosh and ain't no leket, that's not leket, then you're allowed to pick it up as the farmer. Vein kol ha'anim b'kim halacha, not every ani knows the halacha, therefore l'fikach tzarch b'halabayis l'hafkir. So therefore he is mafkir the ha, meaning he's concerned that some aniim might pick up the three. If three bundles fall, really mikadin, I as the farmer, I get to pick it up. The ani can't take it. But since I know some aniim don't know the halacha and they're going to take the three, I want to make sure they don't violate any averus, I'm going to be mafkir, even the three. That being the case, back to the Brisa now. The Gemara again says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shacharis Ba'abais. The Ba'abais would say first thing in the morning, he says, Omer, you'd stand up, the Omer, and say, Kol Sheyilkatu Aniyim Hayom Yehefker. Anyone that will collect incorrectly from my leket, they'll get to keep it, it's considered Hefker. It's all in the future, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Li Tusi Erev, he would say, in the evening, Omer, Kol Sheyilkatu Aniyim Yehefker. Anyone that already collected in the past, that's already considered Hefker. So he says, La'avar, even though the ani ran off with my food, my wheat, I could still be mafkirt, even though it's not bershusi. And now Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Dosa and Snum are both saying the same thing, which means you can be mafkirt something that's not in the rishus, which all goes against what Rabbi Yochanan said in the top of the page, where he says you cannot be mafkirt, or you can't be maktish something that is not bershusa. That's this tier. Everyone's with me right now on this cheshbon? We're good? Okay. So Gemara answers as follows. Ipach de Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa le Rabbi Yehuda.
How could we connect Rabbi Yochanan? Right? We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa.
But Rabbi Yochanan was the one who says Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Yochanan said this, that Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim, and Tznum rather, say the same exact thing.
So that's why he must follow them. Because he gave both opinions.
Right. So Rabbi Dosa, this is a given right now. Rabbi Dosa says avar.
Right.
And then by equation, Tzurim said the same thing, but avar. That's a Yochanan statement. Yochanan is the one who connected the two okay. statements. So they're both talking about it could even work, even though they already took it. Even nilkat, it's going to work, even though it's not Bershuso. So the Gemara says, let's hape epach. Let's switch around who said what. Rabbi Huda le Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa le Rabbi Huda. So now Rabbi Dosa says the one, the Baal Bayis stands up in the Shachris in the morning and says, Kol HaMislakit, anybody who will, any ani who's going to collect, then it works. So Hefker only works prior to the aniyim taking it, only when it's still Bershusi. So then everything works out well. Rabbi Dosa now says only it works beforehand. Tznuim by this now by Rabbi Yochanan's connection, Tznuim also only say only anyone kolha mislakit, only those who will collect it. It only works for the future when it's still Bershusi, cannot be mafkir. So everything works out very well. So Gemara now wants to know, am I apchas masnisa apchal Rabbi Yochanan? If we had to choose, we'd rather switch around something that the Amoraim said than that which the Mishnah said, or the Braisa says. So why are we switching around the Braisa and switching Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda? Really, we should switch around Rabbi Yochanan and say, Veima tznuin v'Rabbi Yehuda amru davar echad. He should say, Rabbi Yochanan's statement should be, keep Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda as is. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that the Baal Bayis says in Shacharis, it's kol ha-mislakit. He talks about in the future. And really, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yehuda and Tznuim say the same exact thing, which again works well for Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Switch around Rabbi Yochanan as opposed to switching around the Braisa. The Gemara says, Amri lo sagi, wouldn't it be sufficient to switch around Rabbi Yochanan's statement? The lo mishapcheis mesnisa, we couldn't be able to not switch around the Braisa, meaning we have to switch around the Braisa. Why? The Bahamasnisan Katani, the Ishlai le Rabbi Yehuda Breira. Because what comes out of this Braisa, Yehuda, who says right now that the Shacharis is when the Baal Bayis says, Kol HaYisheilku Tu'aniyim, he says in the beginning of the day, what turns out is you have to assume that Breira exists. Rabbi Yehuda has to assume Breira. And just look at Rashi to say that clearly. Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Amud here, Dishlei the Rabbi Yehuda Breira, the Kamar Kol HaYisheilku, anyone that will collect, any Ani that will collect the Leket, V'chi Lakit Arminan Huvrabr Shazeh Hefker. When he collects it, we say, ah, it must be that this that he took was already hefker from the morning. That's assuming Breira. V'afal pi shein ha-bayis yodea b'shachos. The Baal Bayis didn't know which bundles he was going to take. The shem lo yukutu yoser al-dina. Maybe he won't take more than he's supposed to. So you have to assume Breira. So if Rabbi Yehuda is assuming Breira, the difficulty is, v'shema'in in the last line of the Amud here, the Rabbi Yehuda, we know in general, the Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma, in general, the less they Breira, he doesn't hold a Breira. So before we get to how we know this, so that's why we had to switch Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Dosa. Because Rabbi Yehuda can't hold a Breira. So we switch him around. So Rabbi Dosa is the one who says the Baal Bayis is Omid B'Shachris, and he says it's Tanai. And Rabbi Dosa now is referring to only when it's still my Rishus, can I do Hefker, that aligns nicely with its Tzinuim. And that aligns with Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Gezel, B'Shlom Neshayshu Abaylim, Shem Ein Michon L'Hakdish. How do we see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira? The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah is quoted so many times in Shas. Mishnah says on the top of Samech Tesem Rebeis. Halokech Yayin Ibn HaKusim, someone who buys wine from amongst the non-Jews, Kusim, however you categorize them. Look at Rashi on top, just for the context of this. Halokech Yayin Ibn HaKusim Ber Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos. Now the problem is, Kedetanya, but Tosefta v'Kadesh Alav Hayom. Now it's Shabbos. Vein lo mala lishos b'Shabbos. Vein lo panay lahafrish. He didn't have any time to be mafrish chuma, and now he's nothing left to drink. So with the halacha, as we know, the Gemara in Be'ah tells us that it's aser to be mafrish chuma and ma'isos on Shabbos. So the guy's stuck now. What are you supposed to do? So he says as follows: Omer, he should say shnei lugin shani aser lahafrish. He has 100 lug of wine. So he says, 2 lug of wine that I'm going to lost lahafrish. Not yet, but I will after Shabbos is over. That 2 is going to be set aside for chuma. That's 2 of 100 is 1/50. That's chuma for the coin. Harei hein chuma. And then you have 90 left. So, yes, rather, 98 left. So you have to take a tenth of that. So that's around 10 or so, rounding it off. So asara maisa rishon. So another 10 I'm going to leave, another 10 lug. That's going to be for the maisa rishon for the levi. So now I have left over, I have 88 left. So now I need to take another Meister, which is around 9. So another Tesha is Meister Sheni that I need to take to Yushalayim. So now I set aside around 21 lug that I can't use. I'm leaving over the side. I wasn't mafresh it. I'm just acknowledging it that I will be mafresh it. Now Mechel. Now the rest of it is all no longer Tevel. It's Mechel. It's permitted for me to drink. Vishosu Miyad, Divi Rabbi Meir. I can drink it right away. That's all according to Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda, which is the important sheet that we need right now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osun, they say this is all forbidden. Right? Why? So says Rashi, Osun, look at two narrow lines down. Osun, de les le brer, lomar, min hachulin hu shosa, o chuma maiser, rishon, nosun, binud. I mean, I can't say I'm drinking now, and tomorrow night when I drink, when I mamafrish, whatever I didn't drink, that's going to be chuma. You can't create it like that. I mean, I can't say this is chuma, and this is maiser, because that's being mafrish on Shabbos. I could say, after Shabbos, there's going to be some part that will be chuma, that will be maiser, but that's going to be brera. I mean, I'm saying whatever I drank was not chuma. That's assuming brera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you to do that. So since we see in general that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a brera, he cannot be the opinion here that says that the shachris, the Baal HaBayis, is omid v'omer. That's why we switch Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa, and Rabbi Yochanan works out very nicely now. And this does come up, by the way, halach l'maisa. That happened, the shayla does come up, I've had this a bunch of times, that someone forgot to mafrish the challah, or they mix up their challah. Let's say the halacha is a person wasn't mafrish their challah, they made challah, they made 5 pounds worth. What are you supposed to do on Shabbos now? You can't be mafrish challah on Shabbos. So the halacha is in chutzlarts, challah chutzlarts, you're allowed to eat, and whatever you leave over will be considered challah. That's permitted when it comes to challah chutzlarts, because it's only midrabanan. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't do that. Eretz Yisrael, you're stuck. The only heter is to undo. It's a complicated thing what to do in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Lartz, that's how you paskin. Fine, so Gemara says now, Armi sof, in the end of the day, Amai ka'afchas le'il masnisim. What was bothering us that we switched around the mission? What was the motivation in the first place? Mishum dekashya de Yehuda ad de Yehuda. Because we had a stira between two Rabbi Yehudas. Rabbi Yehuda by Breira, and Rabbi Yehuda by Rebbeira and two different shitas, one by the Lokech Yain and one by the case of the Leket. Hashanami Kasha de Yochanan de Yochanan. Now we have a steer in two Rebbe Yochanan's. Why? Damrish de Yochanan, we said it before.
I'm sorry, is it the opposite? That's the reason why we didn't. We said we shouldn't be able to switch it.
I thought that was the motivation why we did switch it. Yeah, that was the reason.
And they say it's hard to switch because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's
not. No, that was why. The reason why we switched Rabbi Yehuda. We wanted to
say you shouldn't switch it, and then it's a really good okay.
We have to switch it because of Breira. Right. But now we're saying Hashanami, now in the end of the day, sof, we said there's a steer Rabbi Yochanan, had Rabbi Yochanan, why? The Amrisla Rabbi Yochanan, we said to Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Tema Koha Nilkat, Ela Ema Koha Mislakit, Alma Isla Breira. He said, what the Tzum would do is, they wouldn't say anyone who collected already is going to be Hefker. They say anybody who collects from now on, Lasid, it will be Hefker. That's assuming Breira. Whatever they collect, we'll assume that was already Hefker. He's not being Mafker his whole land. Whatever they take, that Mimela will assume that was Breira beforehand. So Rabbi Yochanan assumes that there is Breira. But Vaha, Rabbi Yochanan, less say Breira, doesn't hold of that there, in general, there is no Breira. Do Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achin Shechalku Lekuchasein. Two brothers who divide their father's land in the Yerusha, they're considered purchasers, they're not considered Yorshin. Umachzirin Zelazab Yovel. And we know when Yovel comes back, everything goes back to the initial ownership, to the ownership of the father, and they have to redivide the land. If they're viewed as Yorshin, so then we say Breira, whatever they got, was really their possession, and you could never put it back into the pot. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Breira. We view them as Lekuchos, Mikan El Haba only. They're considered purchasers. And so we see Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Breira. So now we have a steer with Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, Ela Liolam Kalha Nilkat. Now we're really undoing everything. Really, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol milk, anything that was collected in the past. In the past works, and it's still not a stira, because even though Rabbi Yochanan normally paskens like a stam masnisim, here Rabbi Yochanan stam achrina ashkach. He found another stam masnisim. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan's statement still holds. Gazav lo nesaisha bailim." Shame in miyuchom lahaktisho. Zelafina shena shalol. Zelafina shena birshuso. He holds that if it's not in your rishus, you cannot be maktishit. Ah, there's a stam mishnah that says that snum would be mafkirt, even though they already collected. It's not in birshus. That's fine. That's one stam mishnah. But there's another stam mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan prefers, which says differently. What's that other stam mishnah he prefers? Ditan, the mishnah says our mishnah here in Meruba, ein hagone v'acha hagone mishalim tashlum kefo. A ganav who steals from a first ganav doesn't pay double. Amai, why not? Bishma la ganav rishon. I understand why the ganav sheni doesn't pay the ganav rishon, because the ganav rishon lo mishalim the ganav mi beis ha'ish is a pasuk v'lo mi beis ha'ganav. You only pay kefal when you steal from the owner's property, not when you steal from a ganav's property. So you don't pay tashlum to the ganav rishon. That's certain. El labaylum nishalim. He should pay to at least the first, the original owner. Why is he off the hook from paying that? El lav shma minah. Must be that we hold zelafishin shalom v'zelafishin abrishuso. You know why he doesn't pay the first guy? Because he didn't steal from his rishus. It wasn't in his rishus the moment he stole it. It was in the ganav rishon's rishus. So in Ganav Sheni, he stole from Ganav Rishon, it wasn't from Rishus of the Ganav, of the Nignav, and that's why he's off the hook. So we see from this Mishnah that Rishuso is very important. If it's Eina Rishuso, then the owner has no rights to anything. He has no rights to be Mafkir, has no rights to be Makdashim, and has no rights to collect the Kefil either. And that's Rabbi Yochanan's idea. So again, the given is Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds that Eina Rishuso, you can't be Makdashim. Gazel v'lo Nisayshu Abaylum, that's a given. And there's two different Mishnayos, two style Mishnayos, saying opposite things. One by Tznum, which says that you can be Makdish even though it's not Bershuso, and another style Mishnah of Gonev Achar Gonev, Einu Bershuso, is not considered, you can't accomplish anything. And he prefers our Mishnah in Meruba over the Mishnah of Tznum. Okay, we're good. Mara says now, so ask the question, My Chazis, does a Basa Hahistama, Lavid Kiyahistama? Why do he prefer the Mishnah of Meruba over the Mishnah of Tznum? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Messiah Lekra, because the Pasuk supported our Mishnah in Merubah, which says, V'ish ki yakdish es beso, kodesh la'ashem. When a person's makdish is property, it becomes kodesh la'ashem. Ma beso, just like his house, is always b'rishuso. You can't take a house away from someone. It's always in his b'rishus, af kol b'rishuso. So to anything else, it could only be makdish if it's in his b'rishus. And since the Pasuk supports the Mishnah in Merubah, that's why I preferred this one. Gemara now says, Amar Abai. Abai says, Ilav da Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tznum v'Rabbi Dosa Amru Davar Echad. Had Rabbi Yochanan not said that, had he not equated Tznum v'Rabbi Dosa, Havamina, I would have thought, again, let's just remind ourselves a second, Tznum right now, I assume, he's referring to the initial understanding of Kohan Nilkat. That Tznum is saying that a person, no, it won't work out well that way. Not sure which way he's going on right now. Let's just see how it goes. Tznum is a case of trying to avoid them from stealing. But that was a case of people taking the lek, that wasn't lek, it was the case of the money aside, right? That was the Kamravai case. That's Kamravai?
I think it's talking about the original, the Kamravai.
Yeah,
the
Kamravai. I think that's Amos. Right.
So that's Kamravai. Let's assume by Kamravai, the Ganavim by Kamravai, and Ridosa about Aniyim Leket. So had Rabbi Yochanan equated these two halachas, Hav Amin, I would have thought Tznun Islay the Rabbi Dosa. The Tznuim, who wanted to take care of the Ganav and make sure no one did anything got any Yisurim, they would agree to Rabbi Dosa, who was being Mekel and the Aniyim, who were just not Bekim and Halacha. And Rabbi Dosa, less they did Tznum. Rabbi Dosa, who had Rachmanis on the Aniyim, wouldn't agree to the Tznum, though. Wouldn't think that Tznum should protect the Ganavim. Why? I just pretty much said the Svar, but Tznum is like the Rabbi Dosa, that we read that, right? Hold on one second. Yeah. Tznum is like the Rabbi Dosa, Tznum would agree to Rabbi Dosa, Uma beganav avdu rabbanan takana. If the avad the rabbanan did a takana to help the ganavim who would steal the property of the kamravai, the guy stole. But I still wanted to make sure he wouldn't get another iser of eating kamravai, so that soon we're mafkir. So certainly aniyim tzichal meimer. Would you have to say that to help the aniyim who just didn't know halacha? They didn't do anything wrong. The aniyim were allowed to take leket. They just didn't know the halacha of 2 verses 3. So certainly the takana makes sense and Rabbi Dosa makes sense for that case. But Rabbi Dosa, the other way around, less like the Tznum. He doesn't agree to the Tznum. Aniyim hu davdi l'rabbanan takante. For the Aniyim, they did a takana. They wanted to make sure the Aniyim didn't violate an Isser of taking more than they're supposed to. If a guy goes to my yard and takes my food, lo avdi l'rabbanan takante. They wouldn't do a takana to help the guy who stole my property, so he shouldn't get an additional Isser of Kamravai. It's his fault. That's all about it. Amar Rava now says, Ilav dam Rabbi Yochanan tznum Rabbi Dosa amru deva echad. Had we not had that statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Hav Amin, I would have thought man tana tznum. Who is the author of tznum? I would have thought it's Rabbi Meir. Why? Lav amru Rabbi Meir. Does Rabbi Meir not hold that meiser mamun gavol? The machlokes when it comes to meiser sheni. Meiser sheni is a very unique halacha. Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. I think Rabbi Yossi is the bar plukt, if I remember correctly. The machlokes when it comes to ma'aser sheni, where we know that I have to take my ma'aser sheni to eat it in Yerushalayim. So on one hand, I eat it, so it's my mamun hedyot. Yet on the other hand, there are restrictions. I need to eat it in Yerushalayim, so maybe it should really be considered mamun gavoa. So Rabbi Meir holds that ma'aser sheni is considered mamun gavoa. So he says, even though Rabbi Meir holds Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavahu, it's really Hashem's food, Afil Hachi, still nonetheless, Leinin Pidya, when it comes to Pidyon, Okmei Rachmana Brishusei. The Torah considers it as if it's in my Rishus, even though it's Mamon Gavoa. Dichsiv, as it says, Vim Gaol Yigal Ish Mi Ma'asaro. The person redeems his Ma'aser, Ma'asaro, his own Ma'aser, Chamishiso Yosef Alav. He has to add a Chomesh on top of it. Halacha is that if a person has Ma'aser Sheni and he poed it, he has to add a fifth on top. The same halacha hold applies to his son also. The Chazal tell us, based on a Medrash, that the Ben would take his father's Ma'aser Sheni and to be poed it, he also has to be adding on a Chomesh. But another person who were, let's say a guy is poed in my Ma'aser Sheni, he wouldn't have to pay a Chomesh. Only Masara, the owner, which is me. So I have to take a fifth on top. So we see though, Kari Rachmana Masaro Mosif Chomesh. So my Meiser, even though Rabbi Meir holds it's Mamon Gavoa, it's still viewed as mine. So you have to add a Chomesh. So Kerem Revai, now we're bringing back to full circle to the Tsnum and the Halach of Kerem Revai. Kerem Revai, Nami, Gamar Kodesh, Kodesh Mi Meiser, this is Gzer Shava, Ksiv Hacha, Kodesh Hilulim, it says Hilulim by Kerem Revai, Ksiv Gavi Meiser, it's written Vichom Masar Hart, Mizer Hart, Bipri Aitel Hashem, who Kodesh. So the Gzer Shava. And the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni and Kerem Revai are very similar as well. They both are taken to Yerushalayim to be eaten. So Ma Kodesh Dichsiv Gavi Ma'aser Avagav De Mamon Gavahu Linin Pidia Okmei Rachmana Brishu Sei. Even though Ma'aser Sheni is really Mamon Gavahu in the world of Rabbi Meir, it's still viewed as mine. Af so too. Hai Kodesh Nami Dichsiv Gavi Kerem Revai Avagav De Loav Mamon Didehu. Even though Kerem Revai is not mine, Linin Achulei Okmei Rachmana Brishu Sei. With regards to being Kodet, the Torah does establish that it's in my possession. Deha ki isa brishusei nami halav didehu famati machil. So when it's in my rishus, it's still not mine, the Kerem Revai, yet the Torah allows me to be poded while it's in my rishus. Mishim hachi mati machil. That's why I'm allowed to be poded, because it's in my rishus. That's all when it comes to Kerem Revai. It's in my rishus. Aval gavi leket kevan de mamon didei ki isa brishusei hu de mati mafkirle. What's going on here is as follows. Kerem Revai is never mine, no matter where it is. Whether it's in my Rishus or not, it's never my Rishus, because it's in Mamon Gavoa. Yet the Torah allows me to be poed it nonetheless. So therefore it makes sense that Kerem Revai, whether it's in my property or some guy stole it, it's always my Rishus, the Torah says. That's a Chiddush HaTorah. I'm always able to be poed it. As opposed to Leket, which is actually Mamon, it's really mine. It's my bundles. But the halacha tells me when it's too much, it gets to go to the ani. So maybe only when it's mamish in my possession, when it's three, where the ani can't collect it anymore, it's really mine. So maybe it only works when it's mamish in my rishus. Can I be podet? Can I be mafkir? But the second an ani takes it, where it's no longer my rishus anymore, then it can't be mafkir anymore.
So they originally hold that you cannot in general case, but you can. But the only way you can do it in Kerem Revai is because there is a limud.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
In general, you shouldn't be able to.
Exactly
do
right. So again, the klal, that's a good way. Is in general, I can only be mafkir or makdish to something that's in my rishus.
Right.
The moment it leaves my rishus, I cannot. There's a special limud when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni and Mamon and Kerem Revai, that since it's Mamon Gavoa, which means it's never my rishus. Even when it's actually in my yard, it's not really my rishus anymore. I still have a heter to be makdishit or to be mafkir, to be podet. So since it's a chiddush Torah, no matter where it actually is physically, whether in my yard or not in my yard, I'm always able to be podet, because that's a chiddush Torah, the limud, that's always viewed as my rishus. And I can be podet and...
Is that connected to engraving? Doesn't mean that... No.
No.